Movies are rated, and so too are video games. The video game industry decided in 1994 that it needed a rating system so that consumers wouldn't be surprised by a game's contents. Leading game publishers then created the Entertainment Software Ratings Board, or ESRB.
Virtually all games sold at retail in the United States carry ESRB ratings. And that's a function of retailers who believe it's helpful to their customers and they want to make sure that the product that they carry in their stores carries those ratings.
Patricia Vance is president of the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. She says that getting a game rated is not mandatory, but it's difficult to get shelf space in stores without it. Video game publishers can't lobby the ratings board for particular ratings. In fact, ESRB refused to let us talk to a game evaluator. Evaluators don't play the games they rate. Instead, they watch a video of the most extreme moments.
Let them have it.
This is the game Halo 2 from Microsoft. It's rated M for mature audiences aged 17 and up. The ratings range from EC for early childhood for the youngest audience, 3 and older, T is for teenagers, AO for adults only. Most games are rated E for everyone. Patricia Vance says video game publishers have no direct contact with the board when submitting a game. In addition to the recommended age group, ESRB ratings also describe content, everything from comic relief to blood and gore to sexual violence.
Our criteria has traditionally been more conservative than what we believe is permissible in movies and television. What is appropriate in a teen game, based on my observation, is more restrictive than what we have seen in other media.
One powerful voice that has praised the Entertainment Software Ratings Board is Senator Joseph Lieberman. He's called it the best entertainment rating system. Parents also give the ESRB high marks. More than 80% agree with the ratings. Only 5% of parents say the ESRB is too strict. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.